Hey, everybody, I am back. We are going to be talking about something really fun and really cool today because it's something I happen to really love and have always been passionate about. That's the paranormal, UFOs, and cryptozoology. And I have one expert here that's going to be talking to us about some of her experiences, but also she's got a really cool thing coming up that she wants to tell you about in December here that you might be able to go on your own excursion for a I believe it's a search for Bigfoot and maybe something else. So welcome to the show, Connie Willis. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today. It's always fun to talk about these types of things when you actually have a passion for what your work is. Like my work is actually radio and television broadcasting. However, you know, I've done all sorts of topics. However, the passion is like you're talking about going out there and experiencing things that are far beyond what is supposed to be real, and it is real. And so putting those together is really awesome, and also knowing the fact that you love that too.
I do. And, you know, obviously there's no way to make money, you know, searching after Bigfoot unless you find him and get a good picture and you can sell it to the National Enquirer or something. But that's why we do have our regular jobs, but this is definitely a fun hobby that I have always enjoyed. I've always enjoyed going after and searching for the holy grail of evidence for, you know, UFOs, you know, like I said, cryptozoology, if I can ever find something like that. And, of course, my personal favorite, ghosts. So I guess kind of tell me what got you interested in it, because it's always fascinating to find out what made people want to be investigating and going after these types of things.
You know what, Jason, I don't think, you know, it's weird. Let me give you this experience. At one point when I was living actually in Florida, I was on the beach and I'm sitting there alone, and over to the left of me, beautiful, beautiful beaches right there on the West Coast, right? But there's a family next to me, and there's a little boy and a little girl doing the little sandcastle thing, and mom and dad. And at one point they said, oh, let's go have lunch. And I just thought to myself, wow, they got the little life going on, that perfect life of the two kids and the mom and dad, and they're doing the beach and the sandcastles. And I thought to myself, I will never, ever have that, because I had gone beyond that. They are living this nice little life, and once you open up the world of that paranormal, you can't go back. It's just a whole different thing. And I was I grew up in a house that was haunted. This is kind of the norm with a lot of people. That's usually how it happens. And because you think everybody's into that, and it's not that you're into it, you don't have a choice. You're a kid. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to sell the house. It's spooky. You can't do that. You know, you're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can't do that kind of thing. And your parents may not believe it. But you go from there, and then from there you go into, you know, learning about psychics and mediums, because that all kind of goes with it. And then it gets into, you know, scary movies are always about demonologists and this and that. And then you just keep going. And from there with me, I went into, you know, a lot of it's with the movies that you watch when you're growing up. That's kind of what you get to do as a child. You know, you can watch movies. You can't go out yet. You're not old enough to go out. So UFOs and aliens come into play. And then for me, you know, outside of that, remote viewing. And then at one point, I was turned on to Bigfoot. And from Bigfoot, it's Dogman and all sorts of other other things. But it is out there, and that's how it happens. And with me, I love to research it myself. I mean, I interview people and have conversations like you, but I prefer going out there and feeling it and knowing it myself, because when you have grown up in it, I believe these things do know you. You're open to them, and they get closer to you,
like it or not.
You know,
exactly. That's exactly right. And you know, I believe that this stuff is out there. And I've had a lot of people just completely laugh at me over this. But you know, I've had two demonic experiences. One of them came from a voodoo doll that I found dug into the ground.
Oh.
I tripped over it and unearthed it.
Oh.
Of course, I'm curious enough to say, why is this jar here? So I open it up, and here's a voodoo doll in it. I'm like, great, I know what I just did. And the other one actually was a demon that was, I guess, in the house, or it was just preying on me because I was going through such a weird transition at the time. And it preyed on me and my family, and it did some things. I've seen a lot of ghosts. So, you know, as far as ghosts go, I think I have a pretty good plethora of experiences. But the one thing I really haven't gotten into too much of is the cryptozoology. And what I liked, what kind of got me interested in it, seeing you're from Florida here, you probably have heard about it. It was the swamp monkey. And that was supposed to be something that showed up in these different swamps here in Florida. And it's kind of like an ape-looking thing. And it kind of looks like about a small, like, alien with, like, this ape-looking face with these big fangs. And I've seen these things on display at different types of restaurants and stuff like that. So I was like, wow, I want to find one of those. I got my heart broken when I found out it was just a gaff. Just like the Fiji mermaid. But regardless, I believe that this kind of stuff's out there. And I know that if you go to the right spot and you're there at the right time, you're going to get it. So you've got to go prepared at all times to be able to catch it, because sometimes this stuff happens so fast, it's gone. Like Loch Ness Monster. We know it's there. Not everybody's seen it. But if you have that camera, you might get a good picture of it. So when you go out...
Yeah, that one's a tough one, yeah.
It is. Now, when you go out to search for these things, what do you usually bring, and how do you protect yourself? I mean, let's just say you're sitting outside, and Bigfoot comes into your camp. How do you protect yourself? How do you plan on protecting yourself?
Well, that's actually the plan. You want them to, right? Now, they're all different. You're into the ghost world, and you are brave as get off from some of the stories you've told me about these things right in your face, and you're like, bring it on, give me more. I mean, I am taking you with me to what I call a creepy hot spot. My actual show, now I'm on Coast to Coast AM, the biggest show out there. I love it with George Norrie. I'm one of the weekenders, and been there like 7 years, and I can't be happier with the background of radio to be on what I think is the best show out there in the world, Coast to Coast AM. I appreciate that George Norrie allows us to, you know, it's on 7 nights a week, 365 days a year, so he needs a break, and I'm happy that I'm a part of that because I just love it. But I also have my own show. It's called Blue Rock Talk with Connie Willis, and that is bluerocktalk.tv or .com. Either one will get you there. And there's three shows I do. One is Far Out Thursday, where I talk about aliens and ghosts and anything far out. And then there's a Bigfoot Friday, which is all about Bigfoot and the researchers that I know. And then Creepy Hotspots, where I take you. Actually, this is all live. It's all virtual. You are with me. You are actually investigating with me at the Creepy Hotspot. You tell me if there's something behind me. You tell me if you see anything. You give strategies as well, because the whole plan is to get these things closer and learn about them and actually compare all the similarities from the ghost and the Bigfoot and the Dogman and the alien. And it's, you know, it's not 101. This is not the basic stuff. This is a PhD master's program where we already know they exist. It's a great community, too. It's a membership. So you don't have to worry about the people that hate you and, you know, going to drop these terrible bombs and leave. No, we, you know, people actually pay to be there, and they actually search, because I can take them to the creepy hotspots and areas they'll never get to, they'll never know of, and we have a chance to have actual connections. And by the way, we've been doing it over a year, and so far at every one of the outings that we've gone to, we have had something creepy happen every time. So knock on wood that it continues to happen. Now, when you had asked about what do you do when they're there? Well, it depends on what you're going for. But the Bigfoot, oh my gosh, Jason, that's what you want to come your way. And what you do is you got to know the things that do bring them closer to you. By the way, these things are real and they're everywhere and they're highly intelligent. This is what I've learned from them. Something between, now I'm always, look, God is there, and guess what? It's supposed to be me after that, right? It's supposed to be us. No, these things, I think, are in between us and God. And it's like weird. Mm. We weren't taught about them. But you know what? Out of all the things, ghost, alien, all these, I think the easiest thing to get a picture of would be the Bigfoot. And I have something I know a lot of people that have it, but you know what? There's still no money in it as far as I'm concerned. And if you know a way, Jason, let me know, because I want to do that. But who doesn't? But you are going to come with me sometime to the creepy hotspot, and we're going to, because you have no fear. I don't get it. You have no fear. What is that from?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know, but I do know
I can't believe it.
My friends, when I was growing up, they're like, you know what? We want to try this. And who do they look to be the guinea pig? Me. And if I survived it, they did it. If I screwed myself up, nobody did it. I can go to these haunted houses. People jump out in front of me, and I just look at them like, oh, hey, how are you? You know, I mean, I don't know why I have no fear, but it can be a blessing, but it can also be a curse, because when you have no fear, you tend to do things that are stupid. And, you know, that's where I had to learn a little bit of respect for it. You know what I mean? If you respect the situation, you don't, you respect what the boundaries that are there. So without the fear, which gives you those natural boundaries, I had to do it in a different way. I don't know why I have no fear. It could just be the way I am. I mean, I guess it's because of the fact too that I do have multiple sclerosis, and I've had other things that I've almost died from along the way in my life. And so literally I have one foot in the grave, one foot out of the grave. So I kind of get to the point where
nothing to lose, nothing to lose.
No, I got nothing to lose. No. And I want to live life. You know what I mean? I just want to experience things. I want to see everything that this world has to offer and the outer world has to offer. I mean, I go out for walks at nighttime, and I can literally look up into the sky and see here in Florida, Mars, the moon, Jupiter, and Saturn all orbiting the Earth, and you can see how they move around. And you would think that the brighter spot up there is actually Saturn right next to Jupiter. It's not. And Saturn and Jupiter's bigger, and it's farther away, but it doesn't
work. Right.
So,
it's strange.
You know,
yeah, you're right.
This type, So when you see this type of stuff, you have a profound respect for the world around you, and that's where I get my boundaries from. So, yes, I don't technically have fear, but I do have boundaries. But I really would like to know where I lost my fear. I think it is because of the fact that I've almost died so many times. I've had so many ghost experiences. I mean, originally it used to scare me, but they don't anymore. And a lot of other things don't scare me either. So
you're brave man.
If you can tell me how I do it, that's great. Because I honestly, if I went into a psychological place for them to evaluate how all this stuff happened, I'd probably be put in a padded room because they wouldn't understand what's going on with me.
Well, you know what? The thing about what I find the most interesting, I mean, I grew up around the ghosts so much that's the last thing I want to be around in the whole realm of the genres, though I'll still do it because it's still in the top of what I like to do. But because I've just been around it so much, and I, as a kid, when you've done that much, you're like, okay, let me learn more about this one and this one. Then you start pulling the similarities of them together. Now, in learning what I've learned, this is what I've learned along the way. Other people have different thoughts and theories and strategies, and we've all met different things along the way. And who's to say, you know, some ghosts are Casper and some are not. And the same with alien type figures and also Bigfoot, you know, are there nice ones and are there mean ones? I think it is an individual thing. But the difference to me, when you're around the Sasquatch, when you are around them, they are, and you see one, the difference of seeing that, your entire body, and I think this also goes with the aliens too, the body, when you see them, your own body is actually trying to figure out what the freak that thing is. And you can actually, at least with me, I could feel my brain doing everything it could in every file cabinet all over the body trying to go, what is that? What is that? What is that? And it couldn't find it. So that to me leads to something else that, okay, we as humans are programmed in a certain way. And we're just like a computer. We're programmed to where this is what we've got in there. And there's some programs that have not been added. So we're actually looking for that program, and it's telling us does not compute, does not compute, does not compute. And sometimes He tries to give us something that's like, oh, somebody let a gorilla go in the woods. Now, that's actually an insult to these things because they're highly advanced. I don't mean they're insulted. Me just saying that because these things are right. A people. They are advanced. But your body is, that's why it changes your world, because you're going, oh my gosh, that is not supposed to exist. There it is. And you will feel such a different sensation. And your mind actually expands and you can feel it. And it's really, really crazy. Now, we will go out into the woods for like 3 to 5 nights where we know they are. And we're starting now to get closer to, why is there beams of light and orbs and sparkles in this same area where they are? And we're starting to see more and more beams of light. We're trying to figure out, are the aliens a part of the Bigfoot, or are the Bigfoot actually aliens? Are they friends? Are they foes? What is it? So it kind of goes in circles, but we're trying to figure it out. Yeah, yeah, and maybe you can help us with that. But you know what? Something you're going to like is, so when we do these shows, we live stream them, so you're watching them from the safety of your home. But when we do hauntings, which I know you love that kind of stuff, when we do hauntings, like next month, we do one once a month. When we do hauntings, there you are at home safe, but you're watching, and you're watching other cameras, and you're helping watch us, you know, watch for us of seeing something in another room. And this next month, well, this month, December, we're already there, is we're going to Waverly Hills Sanatorium. And that's in Louisville, Kentucky, one of the most haunted buildings in the world. And it's in Louisville, Kentucky. That's where I grew up. Yeah, that's where I grew up. I know the owners of it. I know the president of it. And Bishop David Price, he's the president. He will take us on that tour for like 10, 12 hours. He'll start out in the day and show us the outside area, which is haunted too, by the way, Jason. That's haunted too. Mm-hmm. And they got lots of land around it. I'm hoping one day they're going to do haunted trails because there's woods around it and they say it's haunted. And then he'll take us through the building all night long and show us all the things of what they do and how they do it. We'll be there live. All of us will. And we did it before. We've done it in that same location because it's so huge. And it's such a great relationship that when we had done it before, it was really crazy. And maybe you can explain this, because at one point, the guys are all walking, right? And we're watching from all the cameras that are watching them. And there was this huge, now keep in mind, this is a membership site, so there's a lot of people in the live chat as this is happening. At one point, they're going through the hallways, and we heard this big catastrophe of almost like somebody opened a closet and all this stuff fell down. Now, one of the guys there has a bit of trouble walking. I thought it was him, and he fell, and he had maybe a camera and all these other things he was holding, and I thought he fell. Now, the team continued to keep walking, and I thought, oh, my gosh, go back and pick up Mike. Y'all, he fell. And then I thought, why is nobody doing anything? Then all of a sudden, the live chat starts going. You know, I said something like, did you guys hear that? Can you go back and get Mike? And the rest of the live chat's going, I heard it, I heard it, I heard it. But nobody at the actual location heard it. Now, there's a delay sometimes of like 30 seconds. But it's not in the way that we hear it first and then they do it. They do it, then we hear it later. But they didn't hear anything. Guess what? 5 minutes later, maybe 10 minutes later, they hear it. And it was like, And they describe it just like we did. So we would never figure that out. There was something with time there, right? And that's normal with aliens, and that's normal with Bigfoot. They're like masters of time. So that's what we had happen there.
That's really cool.
So, that's the similarities you start finding out.
When you do go to a haunted place, I can maybe help you understand my reasoning for maybe not being as scared with certain things. With ghosts, you got to remember they're on a different plane. They're in a different era. That they're actually invading our space. With Bigfoot and with UFOs, I can actually. We share the same plane, so they can physically touch us, whereas ghosts, they can't. So therefore, the only way that ghosts can physically do something for you is, or do something to you, is if you allow them to. That's where the free will comes in. So I think really what can scare you more is the surprise of it. But technically, they do not have a physical body to hurt you with. They can do stuff using energy, but that's only if you allow them to do it. So that's where my free will came in. That's how I really kind of defended myself against a lot of even the demons. So you know, when you go to these places, try to remember that, because if you don't give them the power over you, it is absolutely impossible for them to physically control you. That's what even says it in the Bible. And if you, that's what God gave us. So if you think about that and you do go to these places, maybe, just maybe, it won't be as scary for you.
Well, we are going to sit you in the middle of an area at one point. We'll use you as bait and we'll draw them all near, and you'll be fine, and we'll be able to get some pictures that way. How's that?
You know, I have been used as bait before. I have no problem with it. So that's pretty cool. So when is all this stuff coming up? I know you're talking about the sanatorium and stuff. How can people tune into this and see it in person? Because I know you have that membership site, which is really cool. So tell everybody how they can follow you on your shows, how they can subscribe, and how they can do everything and find out your adventures along the way.
Yeah, I would love to do that. It is Blue Rock Talk, and that is Blue Rock. That's the Earth, right? That's a third rock from the sun, the Blue Rock Earth. And it's all the interesting, crazy, creepy things. And within that show is our project, Creepy Hotspots. It's, you know, all very active, known areas. We keep secret to the people so they'll continue that relationship there. And the Bigfoot and the Far Out Thursdays that we have, Bigfoot Friday, Far Out Thursday. And that is at BlueRockTalk.tv, BlueRockTalk.tv. Go there. We also have inside that there's a community. We're all called Blue Rockers. We're in the know. We've got our own little hand signal. We are. That's the big thing about it. It's a great community. What I like about it is a membership site. So it's us. We're the relationship. I don't have a boss above me. I don't have a network telling me you can't go there or you can't do this or you know, we got a commercial coming up. Oh, fake that so that we can get people excited so they'll come back. You know, be careful those TV shows, you guys. I know. I've been in TV. And you know, they got to create a climax. Well, we are there, and the climax is there the entire time, the anticipation, because we are really there, and you're with us, and there's just a handful of us. You know, when you have trucks for 300 people there, you know, trying to put a show together, they just don't come up to you. So it's so we got this great community. It's live streaming. You're there with us. Everybody enjoys each other. Everybody shares their feelings and their emotions, and it's we love each other. We'd be there for each other at any time, and everybody also cares about each other too. It's not these shows where people are hating the other person and they're throwing these you're a nutcase. It's nothing like that. In fact, we support each other big time, and we're trying to truly find the answers as we go across the country here in the U.S., and I've got people in the U.K., in Mexico, in Canada, and you name it, we've got people that are not just watching the show, and people that are quite amazing people in there, but they are also a part of the show, and they're showing us things out there where they are across the globe. So we are well-rounded. We're going to find out answers. That's the plan. And this is no 101. This is the real deal. So I hope that your listeners will come and join us, because it's something very special.
Well, I sure hope so, too. And you know what? This has been a lot of fun. I really wish I had more time. I think what I want to do is in the next couple of weeks or so, let's have you back on, and we're going to sit here and spend an hour, a show, just with you and me. We're going to talk about the different types of experiences we've had, because I think that's really going to inspire people who have had experiences, and they are usually, you know, picked on or they're quickly dismissed. That will give them some validity, and also it will hopefully drive people to your site and to experience some of the other stuff that you have. Because I think if we tell these actual experiences, people are going to want to see it, and people are going to want to learn more. Plus, I just love talking about these experiences, and you're so cool.
I know, it's fun.
I'm having a great time with this. So I really think we can have a lot of fun in the future, and I really hope that you'll come back and talk to my audience about some of your experiences, and I'll share some of mine. I think we'll just have a good old one-hour show doing it.
I think you're right. Let's do that. I would love to do that. Thanks so much for your time. It's bluerocktalk.tv. See everybody there, as well as Coast to Coast. And we'll be at Waverly Hills this month. And we're going to have Jason come and be bait sometime along the way.
I will always be bait for you. I have no problem with that.
I love it. I love it.
All right, guys, that was Connie Willis. Go check out her website. She's got some really cool stuff coming up for you this month that I know you're going to want to see. That is a great place that she's going to be visiting. Lots of activities, so if you really want to see something, this is the way to do it. And, unfortunately, I got to go pay some bills, so I'll be right back in about 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.